Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is the night before Thanksgiving when all through the house, everyone's listening. And I want to talk about families in a moment, your family, and do you fear spending time with your families during the holidays? What did he just say? Did I just say that? Yeah, I said that. Because under the surface of the perfect cardboard cutout family is the reality that many people face of spending too much time with relatives they hardly know, or too much time with relatives they know too well, and the children may not even want to be there. And people I've spoken to say they're actually terrified to get together for Thanksgiving. So I think we should puncture that balloon, and I want to talk about that in a minute. But I want to begin with a very political issue, which is the election. And I want to start by telling you about a factor in science entitled or known as the confounding variable. Confounding variable. Why am I telling you that? Because when you see that liberal polls such as Gallup and others were wrong in their prediction that Romney would win, you have to ask yourself, why were they wrong? None of them could figure out why they were wrong. And I figured it out. I'm the only one in America who has, because of my background in epidemiology, I've come up with a viable theory. Let's put it to you that way. So first, let me explain to you what a confounding variable is. Confounding variables are variables that the researcher failed to control or eliminate, which damages the validity of an experiment. That we know from science. So it's something that you don't control or eliminate in your study that damages the validity of the experiment, okay? So since all polls are based on scientific polling, they can't understand why they were all wrong. So I'm going to give you a theory. And it goes to the confounding variable. The illegal aliens and the illegal voters in America who were not, quote, likely voters or registered voters elected Obama. Just as Arnold Rothstein fixed the 1919 World Series, so too, I believe, was the presidential election of 2012 fixed by various and sundry forces. And I cannot understand why they can't figure out why they're wrong. They weren't wrong. All the polls were probably correct. But they weren't counting on the confounding variable of the double and triple voters, those not registered to vote, those not legally entitled to vote. So I want to move on from that. I just want to lay it out to you. And then I want to go into the Thanksgiving question that I raised. And you can call me here at 1-855-400-SAVAGE if anyone's awake and listening. Seems that everyone in radio took the day off except me, 855-400-7282. Hillary Clinton, by the way, on a news level, who caused the Arab winter and the Arab wars through her mistaken notion that Islamofascists would ever want a democratic government and a democratic society. She wrecked the entire Arab Crescent and set it afire. Now she flies in at the end and tries to pretend she brokered the peace when the peace in the Middle East had already been worked out. It's not a real peace. Some are saying that Hamas came out stronger and that Israel came out weaker, that they should have taken Gaza back. And you could argue that that's the case, that that was the biggest error that Israel ever made, was so-called giving back the Gaza Strip to these wonderful individuals who have used it as a launching base for rockets into Israel itself. This is a microcosm of what will happen if Israel's ever forced into giving back the so-called West Bank, which is known as Judea and Samaria, to the Jewish people. They've been areas known to the biblical times of Judea and Samaria. So you can just imagine if the Israelis are ever forced by Obama and Jimmy Carter and George Soros into giving the West Bank to the murderers who reside there and are waiting to cut their throats, what'll happen? If you'd like to talk about the confounding variable or about the Middle East, you can call me on that. And if you want to talk about the holidays, which I actually would prefer, do you fear spending time with your families during the holidays, and why? Because it's an important topic. Everyone tends to glorify their family, and yet when they get together there, they're a little anxious about it. I mean, I know men who are very hard workers. They're obsessed. They're workaholics. And they're terrified to be with their relatives this weekend because they don't know what to say to them. They're with in-laws who are not in their field or profession. They have nothing in common with them except perhaps a tint of blood. And they have no idea what to say to them. Now, I'm not trying to debunk the holiday. Don't get me wrong. I love Thanksgiving. Even though I won't be with family, I do love the holiday. It brings back some great memories. I have almost no bad memories. But I feel that it needs to be discussed, that element of it. Again, if you have something to talk about in that regard, we're open for business at 855-400-SAVAGE. And I want to talk about the kids themselves at these Thanksgiving dinners. For example, what if you have teenage kids and they're forced into a Thanksgiving dinner situation with distant relative kids at the same age bracket? And they say, oh, here's your cousin Patrick. He's from Duluth. And they sit and meet each other for the first time, and they don't like each other. The boys look at each other. They see they don't get along, and they're very uneasy with each other. I mean, you think about that. Oh, see, you assume the kids are going to get along. They may not. Or worse yet, what if, and this is another what if. It's a what if at Thanksgiving dinner or other family gatherings that are somewhat forced. What if a boy relative is introduced to a cousin who's a girl relative, and they have eyes for each other? Then what happens? Now, I wouldn't say that's related to confounding variables, but it does create stresses that people don't want to talk about. And yet we can talk about the family tree. I love this whole thing with Ancestry.com. Why would you want to know who's in your past? Are you assuming that everyone in your family was a sterling individual? Take a look at the Kennedys if you want to look into what can happen to a family. So every family tree has people they're proud of for sure. And they advertise, but aren't there people in your family tree that you'd like to keep quiet about? There must have been a drug runner somewhere, a rum runner, rather. There must have been an idiot somewhere in an asylum. There had to be somebody. And this leads us to something I'm going to do for your listening entertainment on the Savage Nation. Admittedly, I know the audience is probably minimal tonight, but that's okay. I'm doing the show as if the restaurant's open for business, and I prepared dinner for everybody. I have a very rare treat for you on this program at some point when it fits, which is of the great American author Henry Miller, reading from one of my favorite novels, Black Spring, the piece that brought people to tears when I played it 2 years ago on my show, where he talks about bringing his relative to an insane asylum and how it ripped them apart when he took her there and left her there behind the gates and how it just tore his heart out. And everybody has someone in their family who is just not perfect, and what it does to you. So let's carry on now on the Savage Nation. Before we go to the callers here, and we've got loads of callers calling into the program, let's have a little Dean Martin with Let It Snow. No, Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms will be nice. That's a little upbeat.
Jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing.
Thank you. All right, now I'll go back to the show. Just wanted to get them happy again. Got to get people happy again. You know, I'm so glad that we live in a country where we had a coup, an election stolen, and nobody got shot. I think we live in a nation that is so fabulous that a party can steal an election by stuffing ballots with illegal aliens and double and triple voters, and no one got killed. I mean, we're not Syria. We're not Egypt, where there'd be riots and a civil war. I am very thankful that we had a media that was compliant with the thievery of the election, and I think we ought to give Thanksgiving that we live in such a nation that a corrupt regime from Chicago can steal an election, get away with it right in front of our eyes, and no one gets hurt. It's fabulous. It just shows you how civilized the country is. And I believe that's excellent. I think we should give thanks. I think we should give thanks to Wolf Blitzer and all of the other Bolsheviks in the media who looked the other way as Obama and his Chicago friends stole the election. I think that we should be very thankful that Wolf Blitzer and his Bolshevik friends looked the other way, not talking about the 12 million Americans who are unemployed. After all, Wolf Blitzer didn't know about the 12 million Americans who are unemployed. And I think that while Obama promised to cut the deficit in half, but instead grew it by half to $16 trillion, I am so glad that ABC and CBS and NBC and Wolf Blitzer and the others didn't mention it, because that way we avoided any anger in the country. So when you think about it, the Bolsheviks and the media have actually done us a favor. I am so glad that although Obama promised us a an America where everyone would be judged based on their character and merits, not on the color of their skin. Instead, he has turned race against race and ramped up racial tensions to a new height. I am so glad that the media hasn't pointed that out about him, because otherwise there could have been people who were very hurt by it. I'm also so glad that while Obama promised to banish lobbyists from the White House, he instead created an entire industry of green thieves, lobbyists who lobby for fake green companies who take away billions and billions of dollars in fraudulent enterprises and tax dollars. And I'm so glad that the media wasn't aware of it or didn't want to report on it. That's why we should be thankful that we live in America. That should be. That's why we should be thankful for the Wolf Blitzers and for the Candy Crawleys who came out of a swamp, because they didn't tell us about those things in order to make certain that the Bolshevik won again in the White House. I think that we should be thankful that although Obama promised us a, quote, new era of responsibility, which he did, instead the welfare rolls were exploded. I think that he gave away more food stamps than any president in American history, and I'm glad that the media didn't report it, except for the bloggers and the internet news sites. I think that after Obama came to office and he promised to ease the problems in the Middle East, instead Israel is basically on the verge of being overrun by the Islamo-fascists, and the region has gone up in flames from, shall we say, Egypt to Libya, because of Obama, and I'm so glad that the media didn't report on that, and I think we should be thankful for Wolf Blitzer and the other Bolsheviks for not reporting on this before the election in order to make certain that there's peace on earth and goodwill toward man. Okay, so having said all of that, we have a lot to be thankful for on the Savage Nation. We have a lot to look forward to in the next few hours here on the program on your local station. And next week, I'm going to have a major announcement to make on the Savage Nation. I'm going to reward all of you who are listening tonight with a little hint. I won't be able to tell you what it is, but something bigger than I already have. As you know, I'm with a phenomenal syndicator, Cumulus Media, and I'm already on 152 stations after only a month, but I have a big, big announcement coming up next week, which I will make next week right here on the Savage Nation. If you care to talk about any of the topics I've raised, there's only one number to call. It's toll-free from anywhere in the United States of America, the USS of A, the United Soviet States of America, 855-407-282. I'll be right back.
Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
As of a traffic, not as bad as it could be for a getaway Thanksgiving commute, but you will find slow traffic out of the city, northbound 101, 280 onto the lower deck. Still sluggish eastbound 580 in spots from 680 all the way through Livermore, southbound 101. Heavy pretty much just south of 85 as you head down into Morgan Hill, and northbound 680. That's still slow from about Mission Boulevard south over to Andrade. Earlier problem not helping. Northbound 101 connector to 580. A crash there. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Beat the crowds and get the doorbusters early. Black Friday starts Thanksgiving night at 10 p.m. at Joseph A. Bank with 20 new doorbusters, like all traveler dress and sport shirts, just $29.99. Executive cashmere sweaters now $69. All signature wool suits, just $179. Yes, $179. Executive wool herringbone dress pants, $39.99. Our finest signature Pima cotton sweaters, just $19.99. And fine merino wool topcoats and camel hair blazers, only $99 each. Our best-selling items at unbeatable prices. Traveler shirts, $29.99. Signature suits, $179. Cashmere sweaters, $69. Herringbone pants, $39.99. Pima cotton sweaters, $19.99. Merino wool top coats and camel hair blazers, just $99. Late Thursday night, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Friday, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Only at Joseph A. Bank.
10 locations downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street. Also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, and in Brentwood.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace, get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with your Saturday coupon. Find and print the coupon at acehardware.com.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit one coupon per household. Offer only valid Saturday, November 24th. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and other exclusions apply.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035. 8035.
My name is Hortensia, and my story is real. I'm 81 years old. I worked since high school and thought I was going to have an easier life when I retired. The food I receive from my Bay Area Food Bank makes it possible for me to afford to go to the doctor. I wouldn't know what to do if I couldn't get this food. My name is Hortensia, and I am your neighbor. Please give generously to your local food bank at BayAreaHunger.org.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer.
Sounds like half the Democrats in the age of Kip O'Neill. Welcome back to the Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Of course, in the age of medical marijuana, you no longer have the overt drunk. Instead, you have people debilitated from prescription drugs in Congress. Why don't they give them a drug test? If you take a job in a corporation, even in a warehouse, the bosses have a right to give you a drug test, and they should. You can't operate heavy machinery if you're stoned. Can you operate a government if you're stoned? Take a look at how well they're doing. How many of our so-called representatives do you think are on drugs, legal or illegal? Would you say it's 50% or more, between 50 and 60%? Don't call me on this. How do we know? They should be given drug tests. They got free medical care at Walter Reed Medical Center, so they could do, they can give them a little Dixie cups, and the American people can have, real openness. A real openness in government would be drug tests for the right or wrong? Don't call me on that. I want to go to the holiday question, because I think we're going to have a lot of interesting callers with it. A lot of guys have said to me they're a little dreading the holidays. They drive 2-3 hours, or they're going across town and they're bringing the kids over to the parents. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say to them. Especially in the age of social media and smartphones, people have lost the ability to converse. Conversation's an art. I grew up on it, so I'm an expert at it, which is why I'm able to do talk radio. I'm a conversationalist. Let's not forget that that's the most important thing to be in talk radio. You can put aside politics, everything else. Unless you understand that conversation means converse, with verse back and forth verse. You actually talk with each other. Then talk radio is dead if you can't converse. Now, it's easy to scream or hang up on people, which I've done an awful lot of in my career. I prefer to have a dialogue if it's possible, but it's not always possible. If you care to comment on any of this, that means that you have nothing to do tonight and you don't have a family. So let's begin with Mark in Las Vegas. Mark, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
How are you doing? I am driving from Los Angeles to Oregon to be with the family over the holiday. And can't wait to get up there to see the father-in-law who's going to start telling all of his stories that we've heard about 17 years in a row.
Uh-huh. Now, don't tell me there's a political divide in the family as well.
Well, there's no political divide. We all know that Obama can't do it. Most of us are Democrats.
Oh, well, that's a plus. Then you've got to forgive the father-in-law his excesses, as long as he doesn't start telling you about the wonders of atheism and how great the Bolsheviks were and the wonders of communism. You ought to count your blessings, Mark. Speaking of which, I'd like to point you to an article that came out tonight that's rather troublesome. I don't know whether I want to ruin your night, but there's a group of snot-nosed elite children who've never worked a day in their lives at Dartmouth College, which is one of the worst colleges in America. It used to be one of the best colleges, and then it suddenly became like all of the Ivy League institutions of lower living. They used to be known as institutions of higher learning, but Michael Savage retitled them Institutions of Lower Living, degenerates from top to bottom running everything. And now it reaches a new low. An atheist group at Dartmouth College is planning an anti-Mother Teresa event, if you can believe this. The Atheist Humanist Agnostics Club, AHA, sent out a campus-wide email announcing the program today and promising, quote, a full-out romp against why one of the most beloved people of the century, Mother Teresa, is a lying, thieving Albanian dwarf. Isn't that liberal of them to call Mother Teresa such a name? Now, as you well know, Mother Teresa is widely known for her life's work of aiding the poor and comforting the sick. But these degenerates at Dartmouth say the group plans to screen an anti-Mother Teresa film called Missionary Position, and I won't read you the rest of it. And they're attacking the Catholic Church as well. So you can pretty much figure out who it is behind this. Those who originally ripped the Catholic Church are now going after Mother Teresa. And I'm going to tell you more about atheists and what they did with regard to mass murder in the 20th century and how many millions, tens of millions were killed from people like this.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. Governor Jerry Brown has appointed one of his top aides to serve on the State Appeals Court based in San Francisco. If confirmed, Jim Humes would become the Appeals Court first openly gay justice. The man arrested after a San Jose crime spree that killed one man and wounded a police officer made his first court appearance today. The suspect did not enter a plea. He alleged accomplice had not been captured either. Apple has submitted revised plans for a new Cupertino headquarters that shows the building won't open as soon as expected. Apple hopes its employees will be working in the new circular-shaped building by mid-2016. KSFO traffic southbound 880 at 101, crash, three cars, right lane, traffic backed up towards Montague Expressway. Northbound 101 still slow, 280 onto the lower deck, and eastbound 80 sluggish from the maze out towards El Portal. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Right now at Big O Tires, buy three tires and get the fourth tire absolutely free on the popular Sumitomo HTR P01 with sizes to fit most passenger and high-performance cars. Visit BigOTires.com for details. Four-tire installation required. Offer good at participating Big O Tire stores.
Sean Hannity.
I'm like the adult who buys you liquor when you're underage. You're like the neighbor who cuts up the Nerf ball that lands in your yard.
It's kind of true. Look, we're not going to win unless we are better at communicating why it's better for people to eat broccoli than, you know, sit in front of the video machine all day and not have to do their homework, and they get to stay up late at night and go to parties as late as they want and watch TV.
Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, everybody, it's Mel. You know, when my husband and I bought our home, you know what we did? The first thing, we called Greg O'Donnell. And then when we refied, we called Greg, and we refied again, and we called Greg. Well, of course, you see the pattern here, right? Really, whenever we have a financial question or concern, we call Greg. And now's your opportunity to take advantage of the low fixed rates. Right now, our good friend and fellow radio show host Greg O'Donnell is offering the Family Plus loan with an interest-only rate of 3.50%. So do yourself a favor and call Greg at 866-496-2300 right now to get that no-cost loan. So call Greg about that 3.5% loan right now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.65%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Do you wish your investment advisor was more interested in providing advice than in selling you financial products? The feeling's mutual. And would you like them to actively manage your account and keep you informed instead of chasing them for advice? The feeling is mutual. Because here at the Mutual Fund Store, we don't sell products. We build investments. And we track them over time to help you reach your goals. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more about our personalized approach to investment advice or to find a location and advisor closest to you, visit MutualFundStore.com.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAXDEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
A little heavy metal for Thanksgiving on the Savage Nation. If you care to comment on anything I've said, that means you have no family, no friends, and nothing to do tomorrow. And you're not even planning anything tonight. So you can give me a ring at 855-400-7282. Where were all the talk show hosts today? They didn't want to be off. I know from my own experience that when they take a day off, you think, oh, yeah, with the family, having a good... I can guarantee you that every national host who was off today who had a fill-in, no matter what they were doing, they were sneaking into the garage of the car to listen to talk radio to see what the fill-in was doing. And now they don't know what to do with themselves at all. They've eaten already. They're getting ready for another, you know, engorgement tomorrow. So they're listening to me. And that's good. That's very good. It's actually a very big audience tonight, unless they're all out already for the Black Friday on Wednesday night. Hey, by the way, do you know where the phrase Black Friday came from? I didn't know it till today. For a man who thinks he knows everything, you know, you have to think you know everything to be in talk radio. And it's good if you know, let's say, 98% of things that you talk about. But I didn't know what Black Friday was. And I learned it from my producer, Black, because he worked in retail. Black Friday is the day that retail businesses go from the red to the black, because in that one day they do so much business, they turn a profit. That's something that Obama wouldn't understand, because as you well know, a government never turns a profit. It only turns people into a whatever. I don't have to finish the sentence. So let's take a few callers here on the negatives of the family and such. Bakersfield, California. Denise, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi. Doctor, I can hardly hear you.
Well, that's not my problem. So what's on your mind?
Basically, just want to talk about Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks for the call. Can't do it. See, that's a death knell of a call. It's not that I know her and I hung up on her on purpose. Once she starts off with putting me on the defensive that she can't hear me, that means we can't have the conversation I told you about. Talk radio is about a conversation. It's not that I didn't want to talk to her. She couldn't hear me, so we couldn't converse. We couldn't share verse. And something on the, can I tell you one thing about the art of conversation that I learned when I was 18 years old when I read Lin Yutang, The Importance of Living? The art of conversation with a friend consists of sharing ideas back and forth, not beating the other one in a debate. And something we don't know in the West, we think we're supposed to defeat the other guy in a conversation. The object is to not defeat your friend. It's to keep the conversation flowing, which is a real art form, which I think has been lost. They turned it into like a sport. The English are the worst at conversation. The English have no concept of conversation, particularly those who go to Cambridge or universities like that. They think the object of a discussion with a friend is to put the friend down and to see who can put the other, who can put who down better. It just shows you how shallow they are, how empty the country has become. But anyway, that's a little side note with a little bit of my own vitriol, because it's necessary occasionally. Let's go across the country to New York City. John, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, tomorrow I'll be spending Thanksgiving with my brother, who, you know, and it's not going to be too hard to get into an argument because he loves Obama, and I obviously do not love Obama. I don't even like Obama. So yeah. I'll be walking on eggshells tomorrow on his turf.
You're going to the Obama lovers turkey dinner?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're ready on his playing field, and you're in a defensive position.
Well, you know what? I got my flask all loaded, ready to go in my pocket.
Oh, don't tell me that he's giving you a tofu turkey and green tea.
No, it's not. You know, he's not going to go to those extremes, but it's just that he's going to, everything I say is wrong. Everything he says is right. Everything Obama does is right. It's for my own good, for my kids' own good.
Oh, boy. Now, what does he do for a non-living?
Believe it or not, he's a police officer.
You know, that confounds me how any police officer could have ever voted. Well, I do know that police officers and firemen voted for Obama because they're protecting their pensions. The only thing they thought about was their pension. That's all.
Right.
And they figured Obama, am I right? Isn't that the reason he's basically
correct.
An Obama 100%. Supporter? Right. Right. Civil servants usually vote outside your predictability. They're unpredictable in some regards, because you would think that for his own preservation he wouldn't vote for Obama, given the exigencies of the fact that the entire Obama administration is anti-police, anti-military. But since he's a unionized policeman, he feels his chances of holding on to his pension are better with him, right?
Oh, 100% right. Couldn't have said it better myself, Doctor.
So now that you know that, doesn't it give you some sense of calm knowing that at least it's rational from his point of view? And you, by the way, you could stop him with a smile. You could say, what's his name? Let's say his name is Sam. Your name is John. Say, Sam, put your arm around him. Say, Sam, look, I know a guy like you. You're worried about your pension, and you figure a guy like him is in favor of, you know, not cutting pensions. You can take it easy now. We know you don't mean any other thing you're saying about him. So now let's relax and enjoy each other. Why don't you try that?
Maybe I will try. You know, I tried everything else. Maybe I'll try that tomorrow.
In other words, just you say to him, I understand why a guy like you would support Obama. Because you're a policeman and your pension's important to you, and you think he's not going to cut your pension, but you're mistaken, by the way. Wait until you see what Obama does. He'll be a bigger pension cutter than Romney ever would have dared do. See, this is what they don't understand. One of their own can get away with more than a Republican could. But that's for downstream. It's a downstream issue. It's like the seniors. Why did the seniors vote for Obama when they're going to be the biggest losers with Obamacare? The seniors are losing almost all of their Medicare benefits that they become used to. They're living like kings on Medicare. You know that. And they don't understand that most of the cuts are coming from the states. And they're going to have basically far fewer perks than they had under this system. They thought that Obama was gonna save them. John, I'm sending you a free copy of Train Tracks. It's a shame you don't have it with you so that you can read it to them. That's my new bestseller, Michael Savage. Train Tracks, Family Stories for the Holidays. A marvelous storyteller, says the New Yorker. And I heartily recommend it as a great Christmas present. You can buy it on White Thursday or Black Friday. Either day is fine. Let's go to the next caller. Let's go over here in Marin County, California. Ron on KSFO. What's on your mind, Ron?
Dr. Savage, hello. How are you?
Okay, the first thing you should know is I never answer that question because it slows the show down and we don't know each other. So let's go to your point, please.
Well, my point is that I figured out why Biden is still vice president, why Obama kept him on, just as you figured out why the pollsters were wrong. They kept Biden on so that Obama would never be impeached.
How does that figure?
Well, if you get rid of Obama, then what are you left with? Biden, right?
Yeah, but Biden was always an old-line union-type Democrat who people never questioned his loyalty to America. It's a whole different cat when it comes to Obama. People still question his allegiance and loyalty to this country. You know that, and I know that. Thanks for the call. I wish I could send you a bottle of Suboxone, but we're not pharmacy here. I don't understand that call. How do you figure that? I don't... Okay, let's go to the next caller. 855-400-7282. Remember, we have a big treat for you later on in the show. For those of you who know who Henry Miller is, most of you don't know who he is. Most of you never read Black Spring, but you're going to love it because he talks about taking one of his cousins to a mental hospital. It's one of the most heart-rendering poetic pieces I've ever read. And it's going to lead to a lot of discussion here, which is, again, your family tree. You know, Ancestry.com, no thank you. What do you think you're going to find? Do you think that everyone in your family was a sterling character? If you dig into there have to be a few people who were like Ted Kennedy. There must be a few people in the past who were scoundrels, thieves, crooks, nuts, right? What are we obsessed with our family tree for? I'm not interested in my family tree personally. It's not that I have anything to be ashamed of. I don't run around saying, oh, this ancestor did this and that. What does it matter? Why does it matter to you what your ancestors did? I don't quite understand that. Ian, in Simi Valley, California, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage. I just want to comment on family ties and kind of the cultural norm of always being with the family and always being there with the holidays. With us, we're heading up to Novato and Russian River for the holidays. And we're seeing my wife's family. Great people, great Catholic family. Love them. But my side of the family, not so much. So there's nothing wrong with us seeing our family on the holidays and seeing hers, but not seeing mine. And I don't understand the cultural norm where we have to be presented in that way.
What do you mean, that we have to have the whole family together?
We have to have the whole family together, and you just kind of bear it. You do it every year just because it's the thing that you're supposed to do.
Yes, but you'd rather not be with your side of the family is what I'm hearing, correct?
Pretty much. I mean, if you have dirtbags in your family, you don't want to spend time with them.
I mean, you know, that's good. I got a good laugh. Is your whole family in your car with you right now, Dan? Ian?
No, I just got off work. I'm actually with the LAPD, but I didn't vote for Obama, just so you know.
So you're venting. But wait, Ian, what you're doing, I suspect, is venting before you get in the car with your family.
Oh, it's just my wife. So, yeah, it's before. But it's a long drive from L.A. up to Marin, so.
Yeah, it sure is. Oh, yes. You're taking Highway 5 on tomorrow?
No, actually, it's tonight. We're going to leave. I'm probably going to go up to 101. It's a little bit better than the 5 tonight. But we're going to be moving out of state. So it's going to be worth it. I get to see the bay again, and I might actually.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, and tomorrow is going to be one of these great days after rain. With sun and perfect boating weather. God willing, I'll go out on my boat a little bit. Ian, you're with the LAPD or the Sheriff's Department?
With the LAPD.
That's a tough job, isn't it, given the constraints policemen have?
Yes, without a doubt. And that's actually, we're moving, leaving, going out of state. I'm actually going to be working with Austin PD.
Is that a better situation? I mean, Austin's a very liberal town, isn't it?
It's very liberal out there. It's very liberal here. But the better thing out there is it's less taxes and more guns. So I'm happy with it.
Yes. Oh, Texas is greater in every regard. The ex-Golden State is a heartbreaker for me. What it was when I came here in 74 compared to what they did to it, to this state, it's heartbreaking to see. It was, and you know, geographically, perhaps the most beautiful place on earth. You'd have to agree with that.
Oh, without a doubt. I grew up in the Central Coast in San Ynez Valley, and I love it. It's absolutely gorgeous and beautiful, but I'm not that old. I'm only 26, and I've been married for 2 years, love my wife. We're going to start a family, but it's better in Texas than here.
It is, and it's better for children. They'll grow up, you have a better chance of them growing up sane than here, where atheism is the norm. There's no question about it. Let me send you a holiday gift called Train Tracks. It won't come till next week, but I'm sure you'll love it for the holidays. Thanks for listening to me on the in the car. I got a lot of stations now, 150 up and down the coast. Big announcement coming up for next week with regard to some new affiliates that I can't mention yet, but they're monsters. And you're going to be very happy for me and very happy for the reach of the Savage Nation that grows. And one of the things I love about starting anew, which is building something. I love building something. You know, you can get very static and start to, you know, fall into a rut. When I come back, I want to talk more about the atheist group at Dartmouth planning an anti-Mother Teresa event, calling her a lying, thieving Albanian dwarf and laughing about it. And you have to understand that this group is the same group that has ripped the Catholic Church apart. And we're going to talk about how this individual, Mother Teresa, was a beautiful woman. She had hospitals in Calcutta with her sisters. She took care of people who had been abandoned by their families and friends and left in the street like dogs. And these people in India were left in the street because no doctor would help them. And Mother Teresa and her sisters took these people off the streets if they were at least treated with dignity. You don't know any of this because these atheists are ruthless in their desire to destroy everything good and everything decent about the world. And you see, this is what happens with secular humanists like atheists. When you take God out of the equation, you lose your own human dignity and you lose the dignity of the human spirit. And when you lose your human spirit, your own human spirit, you lose all respect for other human beings and all of human dignity. And what happens is people then can be thrown in the gutters. People then can be euthanized. People then can be aborted. People then can be executed for their political beliefs. And now saints can be grossly degraded for the purpose of letting these little twerps at Dartmouth feel like they're important. And the fact of the matter is, if you look, and I have to get this in before the break, and I'm running short. I have to get it in. Atheists like this, who are cousins to the communists, are responsible for the largest number of murders on the planet. It's an indisputable fact that millions of people were killed in religious wars through the ages. That is an absolute fact of reality. But that's a small number compared to the oceans of blood that has been spilled by atheists, meaning communists, just in the 20th century. Their hero, Mao Zedong, killed over 40 million Chinese and Tibetans. Stalin, the mass murderer, killed over 14 million, starved over 30 million Russians, and he was, of course, a socialist atheist. Pol Pot, Cambodia, left a mountain of human skulls in Cambodia, 2 million of them. And you have to read the Black Book of Communism, which is the best researched and well-documented account of how atheists deal with those they wish to control politically. There are others in this country, like these idiots at Dartmouth, far more dangerous, such as Peter Singer at Princeton University. He's a eugenicist, and he is in a direct lineage of Dr. Mengele, in my opinion, and that's because he has no God he believes in. Beware of those who say that they're superior because they don't believe in God. It's a grotesque insecurity that they're projecting. I'll be right back.
Savage. That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
As of a traffic southbound 101 Capitol Expressway, have a crash. Four cars involved. Looks like at least the right lane is blocked, maybe a second lane as well. Not too bad of a delay at the moment, but if you keep going south, residual getaway traffic getting into Morgan Hill southbound 101 slow from about the golf course down towards Cochran. Northbound 680 getting out of the South Bay still slow from Durham as you head over to Andrade. Eastbound 580 still slow. Pleasanton and Livermore. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
We conservatives do not accept bipartisanship in the pursuit of tyranny. Period.
Mark Levin.
We will not negotiate the terms of our economic and political servitude. Period. We are the alternative. We will resist. We're not going to surrender to this. We're not good losers. You better believe we're sore losers. A good loser is a loser forever.
I'm a loser, baby. Weekdays at 3. On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home. Plus, we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING. 800-737-4746.
Set your alarms to get in early for great savings from the Sears Auto Center on Black Friday and get a $100 Sears award card instantly when you buy four qualifying tires. And save on all tires this Friday from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the California National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
Say cheese.
Hold that pose. Okay, now Vogue. You're a natural at this. Feel like a supermodel with a professional photo shoot with two outfit changes at Protégé Photography. Go to SweetJack.com today for 83% off.
That King Cole.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by...
It is the Savage Nation, little Nat King Cole. And folks to get you ready for the turkey and then for the shopping binge and the relatives. I can't summarize what we've been talking about. It's just too many things, too many topics, as usual. But if you care to join the conversation, forget about it. There's no open lines. But you can go to michaelsavage.com and check out some of the stories I've been touching on. We haven't yet gotten to the piece I've been promising you, but we'll get it in the next hour. That is the great Henry Miller piece. But before I leave the idiots at Dartmouth College, another institution of lower living, another Ivy League institution of lower living, what these kids are in attacking Mother Teresa is it's an example of a number of examples come to mind. Someone wrote it like this. They said they're pseudo-intellectuals who like to flatter themselves that insulting people of values the mainstream holds dear and deeply respects somehow marks them as intellectually superior. But he said they're merely revealing themselves to be experiencing an adolescent or immature rebellion against goodness, truth, and life, and that the brighter of these kids will possibly in time look back on this nonsense and feel great embarrassment. I don't think so. They usually turn out to be horrible human beings later on in life, and they never look back on this nonsense with great embarrassment. They look back upon it as some of the greatest moments of their life. And that's basically it. But the real question is, bashing Mother Teresa and her work because of that idiot who died in England by the name of Hitchens, whatever, who called her that terrible name, a lying, thieving Albanian dwarf, which is just utterly unbelievable. Here's the question for those of you out there who are prideful of your atheism. How many hospitals and orphanages have you atheists started? I can't know. I don't know of any. But I could personally name hundreds of hospitals across the country that were founded by Christian Catholic organizations. That's all you need to know. And someone wrote, and don't forget colleges. Almost all top colleges were originally Christian institutions, including, I believe, Dartmouth College. Dartmouth College, taken over by the degenerates and turned into a cesspool. Myrtle Beach. Paul, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'd like to know where Susan Rice and President Obama are, because if these vermin here from Dartmouth, if they would have, they're not going to have the guts to do something like that with the Prophet Muhammad. They'll smear Christianity into the gutter. But just cool. A few months ago, we were told about how we were supposed to, videos like this there's no way the United States stands behind this, and we condemn all this. Well, they're not going to get drug out from their little college dorms.
Okay, I know what you're saying. In other words, the video that allegedly caused the riots, where there was no, the riots were caused, of course, by the terrorists, was put down by Susan Rice Aroney and by President Obama, who condemned that video, which attacked Muhammad. But what you're saying is, where are these sterling leaders of ours standing up for Mother Teresa, one of the great women of our time? Very important question. The answer, of course, is they're nowhere to be found when you need them.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is
it sure
so
is.
Delightful.
And welcome to hour number two of this Thanksgiving evening spectacular show. We've been talking about a number of topics, many topics. Do you fear spending time with your family for the holidays? I know it's like, what? Aren't we supposed to all love each other? Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But many of you have some trepidation, no doubt, because, it's an enforced getting together, and people don't know what to say to each other, and there's a political divide sometimes. There's always issues between people. We're not living in the villages of, you know, the years gone by. And even in villages, there were hostilities. So what's the point of pretending? Nevertheless, we do it because it's important to do, because that's the essence of what life is all about in a way. And we've been talking about a group of snot-nosed pseudo-intellectuals at Dartmouth planning an anti-Mother Teresa event, thinking they're cool, calling her a lying, thieving Albanian dwarf. Can you believe this? I mean, this is disgusting, truly. I mean, this is a group of privileged Ivy League idiots who have never themselves done a bit of anything for people in poverty, but posing as intellectuals by bashing Mother Teresa. And what I'd like to know is why the president of the university permits this kind of idiocy without understanding that Dartmouth, like all of the private colleges, depend upon donations. Why do Catholics give Dartmouth another dime? Why don't they just go to atheists for their money? Why don't they just ask atheists to contribute to these universities and see where that ends up? Talking about that. And before long, I'm going to play for you one of my most importantly fun things, which is Henry Miller reading from Black Spring, where he... Well, I have to play it for you, to understand. I may almost do it now. Also, I'm going to take requests from you in this hour. Anyone who has a favorite piece, a short one, from my great new book, Train Tracks. Many of you have bought it, obviously. Family Stories for the Holidays. You're fans of all of my other books. Trickle Down Tyranny, Trickle Up Poverty, Psychological Nudity, Liberalism as a Mental Disorder. Well, now Train Tracks has come along. Of course, I wrote the fiction bestseller, Abuse of Power, last year. But this one is from the heart, Train Tracks. And I'm sure that you'll find many of the stories touching, in that I'm an immigrant son. And it's really about growing up and trying to become who I am, with all of the trials and tribulations along the way. And here we are. Here we are sitting together. A long road. A long, long road. And God Almighty, what a wonderful ride it's been thus far. If you'd like to call me on any of these topics, you can do so, but the lines are really whacked out. I mean, they're full right now. So let's take a caller or two and then go to the Henry Miller piece on the Savage Nation. Now, many of you intellectual types are waiting for the Henry Miller piece. You atheists, I understand, you good atheists, you Republican atheists are waiting for the Henry Miller piece. You know, I got to tell you something about atheism. It's not too far from me, because I myself know there's a God and God exists. I don't have to prove it. I just know it. But my father was not a religious man. I think he was an atheist. I think he proudly told me he was. And I argued with him many times. Even as a kid, when I stumbled, I tried to argue with him, and he laughed at me. It doesn't mean he's a bad guy. He was just an atheist. He wasn't a bad guy, but he didn't believe in God. He had life, and you know, it was so harsh for him that he came to believe in nothing except survival, which, by the way, makes a lot of sense. The day the Israelis stop believing in survival, they'll cease to exist as a people. And that's why the Israelis learned to have the Bible in one hand and an Uzi in the other, which is why they're still on the planet. Let's go to Kingston, Pennsylvania, and you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. Hi. Hello. Savage? Mr. Savage?
Yes.
Hi. I'm a long-time listener. I've been listening for years. I love your show and program. I'm glad you're back on the air. I spend most of my holidays all by myself.
Why?
Why? Because I don't have any family, and I have my pet. Just like you have Teddy, but you have family, too.
So, okay, no, that you're not alone in that. So what do you do as a single person for the holidays with your pet? Do you do anything?
Well, I mean, I let him have his fun and whatever. I basically go out and I just, you know, I just order out and stuff. And then that's it, because
do you give him, like, a special treat for Thanksgiving, like a piece of poodle or a piece of cat or something?
No, he's a parrot. I give him a pumpkin pie, a piece of pumpkin pie, maybe. He'll eat that. He'll have a little bit of coffee.
And to get serious about this, aren't the holidays an especially lonely time for people without family? It's really very difficult, isn't it?
Depressing. It's very depressing. And I used to have somebody in my life that passed away a long time ago, and now I still have my place, which we had bought a long time. An apartment that we still have. I mean, I'm maintaining it and keeping my head above water, and it's my job is so stressful.
Yes, no, it's well established that the Thanksgiving through Christmas period is the most stressful time of the year for people who are lonely or alone, because they see everybody else celebrating and they think everyone's having a good time and they wonder why the, you know, fate has left them alone and they start to get very depressed. Therapists know this is a very tough time. And I'll tell you something else, Ann. It's one of the wonders of talk radio, isn't it? Don't you feel as though you're part of an extended family?
Yes, you're like my father I never had, actually, because I never met my father.
That's interesting. Well, Ann, Daddy Savage is sending you a Christmas present. I'm going to send you a copy of Train Track, so stay on the line and you'll get my book, and hopefully you'll enjoy reading it for the holiday.
Thank you, and I love to listen when you talk about Teddy. I want to go on the boat. I haven't even seen your boat, but...
All right, that's sweet. All right, stay on the line. We'll get your address and send it to you. Teddy is sleeping somewhere in the house right now, and very shortly after the show tonight, we're going to pile in the car with two people, Teddy and I, and we're going to go into a restaurant in San Francisco and have a little pre-Thanksgiving dinner, because tomorrow night I'll be with seven or eight friends that I've invited to another restaurant. I don't cook anymore in the house for those kind of dinners. I used to. I took, you know, my mother's cooking and all with it. I loved what she would do. She had a little, you know, in fact, there's a picture in Train Tracks of Mama Savage that you're going to just love. Let me turn to it. There she is. It's in a little kitchen in a little house in Queens, New York. The kind of kitchens that were in attached houses where there was a four-burner electric stove. And if she were cooking at the stove, you had to walk in sideways with your back to her for obvious reasons. I mean, you didn't want to brush, you know, so you had to, like, walk into the kitchen. The table you had to, like, squirm into. On that little four-burner electric stove, my mother could cook 12 dishes in a night. The refrigerator was always overflowing with dishes. If I came home from college with friends, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night after going to a Latin dance or whatever, she'd come down and she'd say, "You want to eat? You want to?" Do you remember the movie when Martin Scorsese's mother played the gangster mother? No, we weren't like that, but do you remember that movie? What was that movie with Scorsese's mother always played in the movies? I got a kick out of it because the guy's coming after killing someone in the trunk of the car. Nothing to do with my lifestyle. And she says, "You want to eat? You want to?" She makes them sit down at the table and eat, remember? And the guy's still alive in the trunk. What was that movie? Goodfellas? Anyway, she says, "What's that on your clothing?" The Scorsese mother. A deer, they say. We hit a deer on the road. It was awful. But my mother didn't, we didn't have those people in my family. She was good-hearted from top to bottom, so she would cook. We'd come in 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. She'd come down and say, drowsy-eyed, "You want to eat something, guys?" And she, I swear to God, whether it be a chicken would come out or a piece of meat or a soup. And within 10 minutes, there was a seven-course meal on the table. I don't understand how she could do it, but I don't do it anymore. I'm becoming like that character in that. What is that movie that I keep forgetting every year? Can anyone name that movie? It was set in Baltimore, Maryland. It was done by the American director who did Diner, Barry Levinson. Now, my God, now, producer, look it up. Barry Levinson did this movie, and I keep remembering it. It starts out with a big family, and everyone's happy and arguing, and they're all, huh? Avalon. Everyone's happy, and they're together. This is when they're just still new immigrants to America. And then as the years go on, they become a little bit more successful. The number of people coming to dinner is reduced to a smaller and smaller each year. You get the picture. By the end of it, as they're all very successful, living alone in big houses. They're alone in big houses with kitchens that are unused, and the guy's eating takeout on a tray in front of a television set with a cat. That's the way of America. You know, and the families today, of course there are families who get together, and it's a great time. What do people basically do? You let your hair down. You play with the kids. You catch up with the parents. You roll on the floor with the dogs. You eat far too much. You say, "I've got to stop this," and you eat again. And, of course, the next day you go shopping, and then by Saturday you eat it again. And then by Saturday night, you go to a restaurant. And by Sunday, you go home and you look forward to it, to the next holiday. That's just, it's a tradition. That's great. And by the way, it's an interesting phenomenon. I've asked several immigrants from Latin America who I know, they work for me in various capacities, one gardener or this. And I said, "Are you celebrating Thanksgiving?" Now, they don't know what Thanksgiving is because they're not really from this culture. But they all say to me, "You mean turkey?" I say, "Yes." Every one of them said, "Yes, we're having turkey." And I said, "Would you have your family?" "Yes." They say, "My family is coming from a long distance away." And they, huge holiday. for the immigrants in this country, even though they may not even understand the pilgrims and the whole story. They have become little by little acculturated to America. So maybe there's hope that, yes, in time, maybe, just maybe, we'll all be one big happy family. Yeah, right. Sure. Just like in the past. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this: the recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE. Promo code SAVAGE and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
American Vision Windows. Of course, American Vision Windows always has a special offer each month for our KSFO listeners. And here is the new offer this month. They're going to give you free installation plus a free sound package upgrade and allergy protection from dust and pollen with draft-reducing microband triple-thin weather stripping. This is up to a $2,000 value. It's only available this month from American Vision Windows. Now, they have a full line of energy-efficient products for the home. Just go to AmericanVisionWindows.com for that. They're family-owned, an American success story. They've installed my windows. I am so pleased. Don't forget to mention you're a KSFO listener. There's an extra discount for that. American Vision Windows, free installation and a free sound package upgrade and allergy protection from dust and pollen. Give them a call today, 888-392-4343. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car, too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023, where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion, literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you, and there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here again to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, with the holidays around, you're kind of looking for that gift, the perfect gift for someone, and Ovation Cell Therapy has it. It's the Ovation Cell Therapy gift set, and it's from the good folks at Ovation. It includes the complete advanced formula of Ovation Cell Therapy System, along with their new volume enhancer, thermal protectant, and the brand new Ovation Vitamin and Extracts for healthy hair and scalp. This is the complete system to take your hair from broken, brittle, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, thicker, shinier hair within the first few washes. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, you're out doing your Christmas shopping and you keep getting grabbed. Your hair's getting grabbed because people think it's tinsel. Yeah, your hair needs a makeover, and Ovation Cell Therapy has exactly that for you. Go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I couldn't wait to go to the mall and start hearing this stuff again. It beats the crack music that's been playing intermittently. I mean, there's something austere about it. I'll take Bing Crosby over crack music with Bling, if you don't mind. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We have no open lines. I'd like to say we do, but we don't. We have one, but it's a broken line, so we can't give it to you. And, well, after the break, we're going to have Henry Miller reading from Black Spring, and I'm going to tell you why. I love this piece. I play it once a year. But right now, we have to go to callers, because it's the dysfunction that you're waiting for. You want to hear all the dysfunctional families out there and the misery that they're experiencing, because it's just human nature, right? So this story is not a pretty one, but it's a real one, apparently. Mike in Oregon, welcome to the Savage Nation. Tell us your story.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for letting me get my point across tonight. I'm a proud owner of two of your books, Abuse of Power and Psychological Nudity, One Arm Frank, one of my favorite stories. but just to let you know, I got a stepdad over here in Oregon this last election. It really pushed me kind of hard to vote democratically, and I just didn't agree with it. And so in any event, this Thanksgiving I was told by him to not show up.
Because
of my different view.
Doesn't it show you how tolerant the Bolsheviks really are?
It doesn't. It's hard for me to understand why this guy is this way.
What does your mother say?
What I'm going to do tomorrow is just show up, give my mom a kiss, tell her happy Thanksgiving, and be on my way. I don't want to cause any problems. I don't want to have
Wait. Your mother, Mike, hold on. Your mother can't be happy about this oafish stepfather, can she?
What choice does she have? I mean, really. She doesn't really have a whole big choice. She's retired. She doesn't make a whole lot of money. This guy works.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You don't want to cause dissension between your mother and the stepfather over a trip like this. I get it, but it's pretty rude and cruel of him, isn't it?
You know it is, and it hurts. But I'm only 27 years old, and I'll get over it. It's just one of those things that just keep going.
Yeah, well, he's pretty bad. I mean, this guy's a mean guy, isn't he?
He's not necessarily a bad person. I wouldn't say that he's cruel in the sense that he does.
Yes, he is.
Mike, stop.
Don't make excuses for him. He's being cruel. He's being mean. He's being oafish. He's being mean and cruel to you. It's a very cruel thing to do. If he was a big man, he'd put his politics aside and welcome you into the family. He would not ostracize you and throw you out like you're a dog because you don't go along with his program. I'm sorry, Mike. He's not a good person. And I know why you're calling, because I'm sort of a surrogate relative of yours. If you've, you know, bought my books, I'm like a voice in your life. I'm part of your mental geography, and you count on me, and I'm really glad I could be here for you. But, Mike, you know, this is not a good scene. And you're right, though, to stay out of it. Because your mother needs them, obviously. Let me send you train tracks. Maybe that'll make you feel better, okay?
When my dad and I used to go up in Oregon here and cut wood, we used to listen to you on the radio all the time when you were on the air. And you're not on the air so much we can get you on the AM dial so easily. But when we were up wood cutting, those were some of the favorite times that we had.
Where is your dad? Did he pass away?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a doubly empty. Now, so you're feeling a tremendous emptiness tonight, aren't you? You're alone? What, are you in a car? Are you in a car alone right now?
No, I live by myself. I'm unemployed. I'm drawing unemployment right now. Unemployment here in my town is pretty heavy. And
No shame. There's no shame in that. There's no shame in drawing unemployment. You worked. You put money in the system. You're entitled to that benefit. But, you know, you're alone, and you were looking forward to being with your mother, I'd imagine, and here's this guy saying, well, you didn't vote for Obama, don't come to my house. Awful. Are you an only child, Mike?
No, I got a brother. He's a firefighter down in Southern California, and I'm a wildland firefighter up here in Oregon.
So why don't you go with your brother?
It's just down south.
Yeah, I understand. Now, Oregon's a beautiful state, as you know, separately from what the liberals from San Francisco did to it. Mike, stay in the line and send you a copy of Train Tracks as a Christmas present. It's about tradition. It's about families. You'll remember your father in it, as I remember my father, the good, the bad, and the indifferent, frankly. No man is perfect, believe me. And I know as a father myself how I failed my children without trying. You know, one thing I got to say as a father, I got to put it out there for many young fathers, be forgiving. Forgiving of yourself, because you're not going to be a perfect father. No matter what you do, no matter what you do, your children are not going to think you are perfect. Try to be good. Try to do the best you can. I mean, maybe it sounds like a homily to you. I really don't care. You're going to screw up. You're going to get mornings you wake up, you don't have patience for anybody. Things are going to go wrong in your life. You're going to be short with your kids, and they're going to feel hurt. Sometimes they carry it for the rest of their life. You know, that's the burden you have as a father. It's the toughest job on earth that I can think of next to being a mother. The mother's job is, in a way, harder because she bears the pain of childbirth, for which there is no comparison. Us guys have it easy compared to women, by the way, but being a father is a very hard job. I tell young men it's the hardest job you can take on. There is no harder job than being a father. Laugh at it if you want. Go to Dartmouth.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hawkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The man arrested after a San Jose crime spree that killed one man and wounded a police officer made his first court appearance today. The suspect did not enter a plea. His alleged accomplice has not been captured. A jury has awarded a former model on The Price is Right more than $7.7 million in punitive damages after determining the show discriminated against her because of her pregnancy. The show's producers vow to appeal the verdict and say they expect to be vindicated. KSFO traffic northbound 880 at Mission Boulevard. Getting reports of a three-car crash off to the right side now, but some brief delay getting past it. Southbound 101, Capitol Expressway. Earlier crash was blocking the two right lanes. Everything should be to the right shoulder. Still a little sluggish getting onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, and also slow out of Nevada northbound 101 into the Narrows. I'm Dave Hawkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Join Hornblower Cruises and Events for Thanksgiving this holiday season. Leave the cooking and cleaning to them as you cruise past the stunning San Francisco skyline. Enjoy delicious cuisine, signature cocktails, and fantastic entertainment. Go to hornblower.com today for reservations.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon, on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Introducing 49ers Insider, brought to you by the San Francisco Chronicle. Follow the 49ers all season long with these exclusive pre- and post-game digital magazines delivered to your iPad twice each week. With 49ers Insider, you get hard-hitting reporting from the Chronicle Sporting Green team, game-by-game photo galleries, fantasy football coverage, and much more. The 49ers Insider digital magazine is your ticket to in-depth info about your favorite team. Download from the iTunes App Store and start your subscription today.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Now we move on to something I've been waiting to play for you all night. I played it once before in my radio career, and it's so beautiful. Let me set it up, and then we'll play it. This is Henry Miller, the great American author, reading from one of my favorite novels, Black Spring, which kept me going in many of the blackest phases of my life. I would read it over and over again. And it's about family, but in a way that you're not going to expect. So let's listen to Henry Miller reading from his great novel, Black Spring, right now on the Savage Nation.
It always seemed astounding to me how jolly they were in our family, despite the calamities that were always threatening. Jolly in spite of everything. There was cancer, dropsy, cirrhosis of the liver, insanity, thievery, mendacity, buggery, incest, paralysis, tapeworms, abortions, triplets, idiots, drunkards, ne'er-do-wells, fanatics, sailors, tailors, watchmakers, scarlet fever, whooping cough, meningitis, running ears, chorea, stutterers, jailbirds, dreamers, storytellers, bartenders, and finally, there was Uncle George and Tante Amelia, the morgue and the insane asylum. No one knew that Tante Amelia was going completely off her nut, that when we reached the corner, she would leap forward like a reindeer and bite a piece out of the moon, and nobody could think quick enough to stop it. Just like that, it happened, in the twinkle of a star. And now I'm going to tell you what those bastards said to me. They said, Henry, you take her to the asylum tomorrow, and don't tell them that we can afford to pay for her. Fine. Always merry and bright. The next morning, we boarded the trolley together and we rode out into the country. If Mealy asked me where we were going, I was to say to visit Aunt Monica. But Mealy didn't ask any questions. She sat quietly beside me and pointed to the cows now and then. She saw blue cows and green ones. She knew their names. She asked what happened to the moon in the daytime. And did I have a piece of liverwurst by any chance? During the journey, I wept. I couldn't help it. When people are too good in this world, they have to be put under lock and key. There's something wrong with people who are too good. It's true, Mealy was lazy. She was born lazy. It's true that she was a poor housekeeper. It's true she didn't know how to hold on to her husband when they had found her one. When Paul ran off with the woman from Hamburg, she just sat in a corner and wept. The others wanted her to do something, put a bullet into him, raise a rumpus, sue for alimony. But Millie sat quiet. She wept. She hung her head. She was like a pair of torn socks that are kicked around here, there, everywhere, always turning up at the wrong moment. And now she's very tranquil, and she calls the cows by their first name. The moon fascinates her. She has no fear because I'm with her, and she always trusted me. I was her favorite. Even though she was a half-wit, she was good to me. The others were more intelligent, but their hearts were bad. Sometimes when she was fired from a job, they used to send me to fetch her. Mealy never knew her way home. And I remember how happy she was whenever she saw me coming. She would say innocently that she wanted to stay with us. Why couldn't she stay with us? I used to ask myself that over and over. Why couldn't they make a place for her by the fire? Let her sit there and dream, if that's what she wanted to do. Why must everybody work, even the saints and the angels? Why must half-wits set a good example? I'm thinking now that after all, it may be good for Mealy where I'm taking her. No more work. Just the same, I'd rather they had made a corner for her somewhere. Walking down the gravel path toward the big gates, Mealy becomes uneasy. Even a puppy knows when it is being carried to a pond to be drowned. Mealy is trembling now. At the gate, they are waiting for us. The gate yawns. Mealy is on the inside. I am on the outside. They are trying to coax her along. They are gentle with her now. They speak to her so gently. But Mealy is terror-stricken. She turns round and runs toward the gate. I'm still standing there. She puts her arms through the bars and clutches my neck. I kiss her tenderly on the forehead. Gently, I unlock her arms. The others are going to take her again. I can't bear seeing that. I must go. I must run. For a full minute, however, I stand and look at her. Her eyes seem to have grown enormous. Two great round eyes, full and black as the night, staring at me uncomprehendingly. No maniac can look that way. No idiot can look that way. Only an angel or a saint. When I ran away from the gate, I stopped beside a high wall and burying my head in my arms against the wall, I sobbed as I had never sobbed since I was a child. Meanwhile, they were giving Mealy a bath and putting her into regulation dress. They parted her hair in the middle, brushed it down flat, and tied it into a knot at the nape of the neck. Thus, no one looks exceptional. All have the same crazy look, whether they are half crazy or three-quarters crazy or just slightly cracked. When you say, "May I have pen and ink to write a letter?" they say yes, and they hand you a broom to sweep the floor. If you pee on the floor absentmindedly, you have to wipe it up. You can sob all you like, but you mustn't violate the rules of the house. A bug house has to be run in orderly fashion, just as any other house. When Mealy stood at the gate with eyes so bright and round, her mind must have traveled back like an express train. Everything must have leaped to her mind at once. Her eyes were so big and bright, as if they saw more than they could comprehend. Bright with terror, and beneath the terror, a limitless confusion. That's what made them so beautifully bright. You have to be crazy to see things so lucidly, so all at once. If you're great, you can stay that way, and people will believe in you, swear by you, turn the world upside down for you. But if you're only partly great, or just a nobody, then what happens to you is lost.
Well, that was one of the greatest pieces of American literature, Henry Miller reading from Black Spring. I hope you understand why I played it for you tonight. I guess there's a number of reasons. One, because it shows you that in every family there's such tragedy that we all don't want to talk about, we look away from, and yet it's part of the human condition. Secondly, Henry Miller was one of the greatest influences in my life, both as a human being and as a writer. Thirdly, it's very personal to me because of my brother, my silent brother, which is a short story in Train Tracks. And of course, you know, I have a picture of my brother in the book, and every time I think about him and the snake pit they sent him to, I remember that story by Henry Miller. Thank God. I don't really know what he felt. I don't know. I have no way to know. Nevertheless, it's part of life, it's part of the human condition, and I guess maybe it'll help you understand that none of us are perfect, no families are perfect, except within the imperfection is the perfection. That's about all I can say on this right now. If you care to comment on any of this, again, you can call me at 855-407-282. Henry Miller, I just want to go back to him for a minute. I think Henry Miller was more appreciated certainly 20 years ago or 30 years ago than he is today. I don't know who is appreciated as an author anymore. I think that with the advent of the social networking and iPhones, I don't know. I don't know what people love. I have no idea what people relate to. I don't know if the human soul is still living. I don't know if the human soul can still live. I don't know if people have any compassion or sentiment or any of these things anymore. It's hard to tell what people really feel. Maybe we've all been anesthetized by our society and by the times. I don't know. Let's go to some of the callers and see what you have to think about this. Dallas, KLIF Radio. Mark, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. All I wanted to do was to call in at this time of Thanksgiving. By the way, thank you for playing that. I think that touches many of us, if not all of us, that are listening. But just wanted to call in as a word of encouragement. Listening to your broadcast, I know that there are times when you are taking on the issues of the day and try to share those and your perspective and put those across to us with some clarity. I know those can be very depressing, and we hear that from time to time in your voice, but I just wanted to call in as a matter of thanksgiving for you and for your voice, encourage you to keep it up, and I hope all the other people that are listening will do the same and take time out, the one time out of the year during this season, to express your thanks for you and your voice. We really appreciate it.
Boy, Mark, that meant more to me than you could ever imagine. I got to tell you that this transition that I have gone through in radio over the last month has been very challenging. And one of the most challenging parts of the transition has been the sense that I have lost contact with my vast audience, with whom I had become extremely familiar, as you may know. Your call, of all the calls I've had in this month that I've been on these new stations at this new time, is perhaps the first time I have felt reconnected to my audience, Mark, and I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you very deeply for that. It has a great meaning to me. I want to tell you that I'll sleep a lot better tonight, and thank you for giving me that thanks. And, Mark, let me send you the gift that I know how to give, which is my book, Train Tracks. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
We conservatives do not accept bipartisanship in the pursuit of tyranny. Period.
Mark Levin.
We will not negotiate the terms of our economic and political servitude. Period. We are the alternative. We will resist. We're not going to surrender to this. We're not good losers. You better believe we're sore losers. A good loser is a loser forever.
Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Don't get trampled on Cyber Monday. Introducing the Sweet Shop, Sweet Jack's new discounted product section from SweetJack.com. Stock up on your favorite gifts and electronic gadgets for him, her, the kids, and everyone else on your list. Hint, hint, if you sign up now at SweetJack.com, you'll get a sneak peek plus a members-only discount code. Again, sign up now at SweetJack.com and get a members-only discount code to use Turkey Day through the weekend.
Bill and Kathleen, owners of American Vision Windows.
If you wake up in the morning hearing this,
call American Vision Windows.
Or your neighbor's dog. Call American Vision Windows.
At American Vision Windows, we've heard from many of our thousands of customers how important it is to reduce drafts, decrease reactions to dust and pollen, and to help cut out the noise, all while saving money on your energy bills.
And thanks to the large volume of customers we serve, our manufacturer has responded with a free sound package, the latest in technology, complete with double and triple strength offset glass for free.
Call American Vision Windows now for free installation, plus a free sound package, upgrade, and allergy protection from dust and pollen with draft-reducing microband triple fin weather stripping. Up to a $2,000 value. Call for details. 888-392-4343.
Start enjoying the peace and quiet and call American Vision Windows today.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Before this hour comes to an end, I want to go back to a point that I made at the beginning of the program tonight, because we moved in so many directions. And I was talking about confounding variables as a concept and how it may explain why polls such as the, I forget what's the name of the biggest poll, the Gallup, normally a middle-of-the-road poll, was so wrong in predicting the election. All the big pollsters were wrong, and they don't know why. Or do they know why, and they're afraid to say the illegal alien word? And let me explain my reasoning and see if you agree with me. First of all, what is a confounding variable? As a scientist, I know that a confounding variable are variables in an experiment that the researcher failed to control or eliminate, which damages the internal validity of an experiment. Okay? So, what does that have to do with Obama? The pollster said that all of their predictions were based upon registered voters or likely voters. Well, tell me which group or groups are not registered voters or likely voters. Why, they would be illegal aliens. They're not registered, nor are they likely. Or they would be illegal voters who are not entitled to vote. They could even be citizens but not entitled to vote. Or they could be illegal voters who voted multiple times. So those then would be confounding variables that could explain why these middle-of-the-road mainstream pollsters were wrong. And just as Arnold Roy, you say, well, it couldn't happen, blah, blah, blah. Well, many of you don't know that the gangster Arnold Rothstein fixed the 1919 World Series, or was it the 1918 World Series? You say that can't be true. It was true. He paid off the players, and he fixed the series so he could win a big bet. I, too, believe that this is a possible explanation to explain the outcome of the presidential election of 2012, confounding variables. Want to leave you with that thought. For those of you who don't know what happened, but just don't buy the lie over dinner from your Bolshevik relatives that it was a landslide and the people want higher taxes and more government regulation. First of all, it wasn't a landslide. Secondly, it looks to me like they stole the election. At least one man's opinion. That's all. But let's move on. Let's go to Brian in Myrtle Beach. Brian, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Savage, thanks for taking my call. My wife and I listen to you every day, every night. We just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
That's good unto itself. That's very nice. I'm getting feedback, but it's very nice. Every time I talk, I hear my voice. So where are you going to dinner, Brian?
We are having our first dinner ourselves at our house. We just got married 2 years ago, and normally we go to my sister's or somewhere else, and my sister's house is tore apart getting a new kitchen, so we decided to have it here at our house. So
are you a little intimidated by the thought of being alone, or you're looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Good. You're a young married man. That's good. That's the way it should be. Well, let me send you a Christmas present of train tracks, because I think you'll enjoy reading that. Here's a tragic caller coming up that I never would have expected. We're going to go to Boca Raton to my affiliate WFTL. Stephen, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. That was a beautiful reading, by the way. I'm going to be spending Thanksgiving, believe it or not, with my wife in a mental hospital. She's had some problems throughout the years, and, you know, it's difficult. You know, my sister, by the way, was a schizophrenic, so she passed away, and so I've had quite a bit of experience in this field. And
your sister was a schizophrenic who died, and your wife is now in a mental hospital.
Yeah, and I'll be spending Thanksgiving with her tomorrow in the mental hospital. She's not going to be able to get out. She's bipolar. And
Steve, do they have mental hospitals today? What are mental hospitals? I mean, what are they called today?
Glad you brought that up, because let me tell you, I am really furious at Florida, because the rules are, I know in the past they were, you know, they had these horrible places, and that reading kind of alluded to that, obviously. But this is gone the opposite direction, where, you know, the doctors aren't giving the patients the necessary medication, they're letting them out too early. I mean, when I go see my wife, I'm meeting homeless veterans. I'm meeting people that, you know, when you talk about, you know, half-wits or people with wonderful souls, these are people that are, these are beautiful people, Michael.
I'm trying to follow you, but what is a facility like this known as? What's the generic type of facility? What is it known as? A hospital? A mental hospital? What is it?
It's usually an attendant facility right next to a major hospital or a regular hospital.
Okay. No, the reason I ask is, you know, there's all varieties of so-called mental hospitals. When I was young, there were straight-out mental hospitals, like in Queens, New York, there was Creedmoor. And everyone was kind of weird when we drove by it. You know, red brick, bars on the windows, people locked up. God forbid, those days are over by and large, because they're medicated so heavily, they don't think that we need such facilities. I would disagree. I think that many of the homeless people on the streets belong in lockdown mental facilities, incidentally. That's a separate story. So this must be a real weight on you. I mean, obviously, this is a very, very difficult time for you, isn't it? I guess Stephen's gone.
Stephen,
are you there? Stephen, is this like a time? So the burden on you is overwhelming this time of year, correct?
Yeah, it's tough. But, you know, being a Roman Catholic has given me a lot of peace, and my faith is really helping. I don't know how people would get through something like this if they didn't have faith.
So what? But in the minute that remains, tell me how your faith in Jesus helps you with a wife in a mental hospital on Thanksgiving. What do you compute?
I think Thomas Aquinas, the great saint, after all the great writings that he had done, Jesus basically said, this is all straw. And if you look at eternity, our time on earth is the straw. I mean, this is a molecule in time.
Wow.
So,
Holy God.
You know, if you look at eternity and you look at where we're headed, that gives me peace knowing that there is a loving God.
That's amazing. That is one of the most fundamentally interesting points I've ever heard. I wish I had your faith, Stephen. I can't say I do. God bless you. I wish you well. Another big hour coming up on the Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
My God, what beautiful music. What beautiful music from another world. Isn't it beautiful? It's amazing, this stuff that I dug up. Who's singing this? The Falcons, whoever they were. Are any Falcons still alive? All the Ford Falcons are in the junkyard, so I hope these guys are still kicking. I know it's a different world. You want me to go on to a nostalgia trip? I'm not going to do it. I don't know. When I was young, was there this much hatred between people? Was this country as divided when I was a kid as it is today? I don't know. But what's the good of talking about something that can't be ever again when we have such a situation in America today where mother against father and father against mother and brother against sister and aunt against uncle and child against parent and parent against child? I mean, there's an awful lot of blame to go around. We can point our fingers at the media. We wouldn't be wrong. The media, the very same media that I am allegedly a part of, I am not a part of, because remember, I am the man on the outs. I am the outside man, not the inside man. I'm the band man, not the bandwagon man. I'm the man they don't refer to that they all listen to. I'm the man that they wish they were but could never be. And so the media is the problem. They divide, they conquer. If it burns, it earns. If it bleeds, it leads. Look what they did with the Trayvon Martin case. Look how they took a tragedy like that and almost turned it into a race war. Take a look at that they let the bottom feeders come out of the sewer and incite riots in the country. Yeah, take a look at that and blame the Wolf Blitzers of the world. Blame the CBCs, NBCs, AMFFT, LSMFT. They're all the same. They hate America. They live only for earning and burning. So we all have a lot of problems in this country with each other, and it's all due to the media, in my opinion. It's all due to ratings and all due to the media. So let's move on here. What would you like to talk about? New York, John, welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a story to tell you. My uncle, my mother's brother, who I was very close with, wants nothing to do with me because I'm too hard on his precious Obama.
Are you a Caucasian man?
Yes, sir.
So he's so wed to Obama that he won't talk to you because you don't love him?
When I talk to him, I'm on Facebook sometimes, and sometimes I just put, if you have an article on your page, I'll post it to my Facebook account.
How old is your uncle?
My uncle is 61.
Is he a union worker or a retired union worker?
The ironic thing, Dr. Savage, he's self-employed. He has a very successful contracting business in Florida.
So why would he want to pay more taxes? Why would he want more government red tape? What's wrong with him?
I have no idea, but my mother informed me that her family was like that for years. They're lifelong Democrats, no matter how bad they are.
So in other words, even if they told him this way to the boxcars, he'd go in the boxcar as long as they told him it's for the betterment of America.
Yes, sir.
Well, there are brainwashed peoples, John. You got to disengage from, he picks on you because you put it on Facebook and he chooses to bait you. So don't be baited. That's all. Okay, it's as simple as that. There are people that tied into various and sundry subjects. Let's see, what else do we have up there? I actually get along with all people except those in San Francisco because they're sort of not people. They're sort of another class of human beings. I've never seen anything quite like it, but don't get me started on that.
A white sport coat and a pea.
Marty Robbins. Remember this song? Well, it's certainly, most people never heard this song.
For the dance.
God, did I want a white sport coat. Instead, I had dead man's pants.
Sport coat and a pea.
Hand-me-downs. Hand-me-downs. No, not at that age anymore. I was already shopping at Brooks Brothers trying to be English. Trying to look like a British gentleman. Oh, it was awful. Awful, the things that you try to do to make believe. You know, it's unbelievable. As you're growing up, the things you don't know. The Jaguar, the English ovals. I never forget, I had a 58 Jaguar. I'm going down the nostalgia trip for a minute. I need a break from the nightmare I'm living in. So let my mind go if you don't mind, because I'll do it anyway, even if you do mind. Certain songs provoke certain memories in me, let's put it to you that way, and I assume the memories are fair enough to share them with you because people call me America's most beloved storyteller. There are no other storytellers in America. There's none left. Where they all went, I don't know. There used to be a guy named Garrison Keillor. I never liked him because he was too Midwest for me, but he did his job and everyone loved him. I'm the storyteller of America. That I happen to be a brilliant political analyst is almost secondary to my ability to tell a story. So let me just tell you about it, if I may. I already don't want to tell it anymore, and I ran out because I started to give the preamble. I didn't want to give you the amble. See, this is the problem with storytelling. Is you start with too much of a preamble, you don't want to tell the story anymore. Anyway, I was listening to Marty Robbins, so the bright sport coat. I remember some... No, turn it on. I'm trying to think what the average person thinks. It's very hard living in your own ivory tower of radio to really remember what the average person still thinks about. Let me put it to you that way. Let me be very clear, okay? In some ways, I still have my foot and my eye on the ground, but in some ways, I live in my own little bubble, to be honest with you. I try to walk the streets. I try to talk to the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. I try to watch young mothers with their babies playing in the outdoor mall that I go to. I try to talk to blue-collar people as much as I can about little things in order to get a feel for it. Otherwise, you lose touch with reality. I don't have any bodyguards. I don't walk around with an entourage. And believe me, I could afford 10 if I wanted them. I really don't want people around me because they insulate you from the world and you wind up not knowing what you're talking about and then you think you're too important when you're really not. Okay? At the end of the day, what are you? You're just another man with an opinion. So when I reach a point, as I do today, where everyone's Obama, Kadama, Rabadama, the Baduba, da Badubas. I say, if I was 17 years old in college at that point already, the second year of college, what would I be thinking about all of this? Would I even notice any of it? I don't think I would. I truly don't think my mind would be, let's say I'm 18 years old and there's no war that I'm being drafted for. What would I care about politics? What in the world would it matter to me? I wouldn't care about it that much. Yeah, a bunch of guys are... who are they? Politicians all lie. Who cares? Oh, good. Can I laugh again? Will I ever laugh? Will Michael ever laugh again? Will there ever be a time that I'll laugh? You know what I'm going through right now with writing and doing and radio and... Oh, don't ask. Don't ask, because I won't tell. Kyle, North Carolina, welcome to the program.
Michael, you are more than just a political commentator or the stuff that you studied at Berkeley with Botany and Nutrition. You are an excellent economist, and I can tell you, I studied economics for 3 years before I dropped out and decided to get smarter and go to engineering school. But in your book, outline how Obama is going to enslave us all with the tax code and his health care plan. You, sir, are an economist, and you deserve a Nobel Prize in economics.
Well, the chapter that you're referring to is Tyranny of the Treasury, Obama and the Leninist Economic Vision, because you actually read it, and I did the factual analysis that needs to be done, right? I mean, that's what you're saying, and I analyzed it.
Absolutely. You see, the eggheads in the university system teach us all about Keynesian economics and redistribution is the way, and you clearly just laid out what economics really is in your chapters in Trickle-Down Tyranny, and also did it in Trickle-Up Poverty, but I like how you finessed it in this book. It was outstanding.
Warren Buffett, and I don't refer to him as Buffett anymore because he's more of a buffet of ideas. Warren Buffett has repeatedly claimed that he pays less in taxes than his secretary, and that millionaires like him should pay their fair share of taxes. As I've told you, I write, the reason Buffett pays a small percentage of his income in taxes is that he takes a very small salary, less than 100 grand annually by some reports as income. The rest of the proceeds from his investments stays in his company, where his tax accountants take advantage of every loophole to keep their tax bite very small. You see what I'm saying? Now, how many people know that? They don't know it. They hear the soundbite from Buffett, and then they buy the Buffett argument. So let's listen to a little music, and then I'm going to have a little fun with you today on the Savage Nation. Sort of an easy ride today is what we're going to take. Oh, it's enough already. That's it. Ready into the refrain I don't like. So the day started like this. I get up at dawn, which I usually do, even though I don't want to because the light comes in and I sleep near the base sometimes. Jump in the car, go down to Sausalito, California. Everyone knows Sausalito. They love it. And I got there, walked around the docks, saw the sun come up. It was just gorgeous. It was still cool, and the fog was on the bay. And I want to read you, it's a page long of what I wrote. I really have to read this to you, how I got into radio, because I was next to a building where I cut my first demo tape. I can remember the day I recorded my first demo tape and sent it out to 200 stations around America. I went down to Command Productions in the Industrial Center building in Sausalito. The building in which this production studio was housed, incidentally, was part of the old Kaiser Shipyards. They built the Liberty ships for World War II. It's an area I've spent a lot of time in, just musing or walking about the boats, the docks, the gas dock, looking at the boats. Anyway, I was writing books on health, nutrition, herbs, and I was doing corporate consulting. But I knew there was something more that I wanted. In fact, you might say I was desperate. I was 50 years old and I wanted more. Well, just things weren't right. All the years I had done book tours, these grueling 10-city book tours, I was told by various people in the media, Michael, you really ought to go into the radio business. You have a great voice. And I said to them, how can I go into the radio business? That's like telling someone to become an astronaut who can't fly. Nevertheless, necessity is the mother of invention. And so I created the name Savage Nation, and I went to Command Productions. I'll never forget it to this day. I opened the demo tape like this. And now, from high atop the Empire State Building in New York City, it's the Savage Nation. And then I had my wife call in and a friend of mine call in from this little room that he lived in San Francisco during my monologue, which was against affirmative action. I had them call in with sort of stage calls. I would say, Frank, you're next up on the Savage Nation, that kind of thing. Well, I had gotten from a distant friend a list of all the radio stations in America that had talk shows. I believe it was over 200 at the time that I made the tape. And so I sent it out to over 200 radio stations in the United States looking for a job. Within a week, five stations said, hey, kid, you're pretty good. Give us a call. One I remember was in Boston. I don't remember its call letters. I hope it was WRKO where I am today. I don't remember the others, but another one was in my own backyard, and that was the largest talk radio station in San Francisco. They said to me, how would you like to fill in? Well, of course I wanted to fill in on the most powerful station in San Francisco, 50,000 watts. So I did. A midnight to 5 a.m. shift for a guy who had a show that was devoted to hating white people and pandering to the worst in human nature. I filled in and did a normal show. Actually, it was quite an interesting show. Not inflammatory at all, in my opinion. You see, I talked about the inequality of affirmative action and things of that nature. Well, I received such hate calls from the left-wing listener base that I was shocked, in the sense that prior to this, I had been the good doctor, the good herbalist who everyone liked. I never heard such hatred in my life. For 5 straight hours, I sat there and took it and answered the best I could. As I drove home at dawn on Highway 101 to our little rental house, I remember looking in my rearview mirror the entire way back, thinking I was being followed. The hatred of the left wing had literally provoked a semi-paranoid reaction in me. When I got home and my family woke up, over breakfast I said, I will never do radio again. It is so filled with hate, I can't take it. Well, when I woke up later after my morning nap, ring, 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 ring. Hi, this is the program director. Savage, you did great. Would you like to fill in for him again? I said, never. I'll never do radio again. She said, well, would you consider doing another show? I said, well, what other show? Now, remember, the Daypart radio shows on this 50,000-watt talk flamethrower heard from Canada to Mexico were the stars of radio at the time. And so I started filling in for the Daypart radio shows. I created a storm. I was the first conservative in the media in the San Francisco area. There was nobody before me, and frankly, there's been no one since me who could shine my shoes. Everybody in the business knows that. So I did fill in for a few months, and then they came to me again and said, Savage, look, we're starting another station, and it's going to be all conservative. How would you like to be the star? Sure, let's do it. And so I did, and the rest is history. That's how I got into radio. The moral of the story is, just do what you do best and try the best you can until the day you die, and eventually, the train that you are riding will lead you where you belong.
Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING. 800-737-4746.
Beat the crowds and get the doorbusters early. Black Friday starts Thanksgiving night at 10 p.m. at Joseph A. Bank with 20 new doorbusters, like all traveler dress and sports shirts, just $29.99. Executive cashmere sweaters now $69. All signature wool suits, just $179. Yes, $179. Executive wool herringbone dress pants, $39.99. Our finest signature Pima cotton sweaters, just $19.99. And fine merino wool topcoats and camel hair blazers, only $99 each. Our best-selling items at unbeatable prices. Traveler shirts, $29.99. Signature suits, $179. Cashmere sweaters, $69. Herringbone pants, $39.99. Pima cotton sweaters, $19.99. Merino wool topcoats and camel hair blazers, just $99. Late Thursday night, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Friday, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Only at Joseph A. Bank.
10 locations downtown and Embarcadero Center and on Sutter Street. Also in Mill Valley, Palo Alto, San Jose, San Mateo, Los Gatos, Lafayette, Stockton, and in Brentwood.
For over 60,000 California foster children, the holidays can be an especially difficult time.
Sometimes I feel all alone.
Christmas used to be my favorite.
I just don't expect anything.
To help, Sleep Train is holding a Secret Santa toy drive to benefit local foster children.
What if Santa can't find me?
I really never had Christmas.
The simple gift of a stuffed animal, doll, game, or toy can help make a foster child's holiday merry and bright.
I've been very, very good this year.
Bring your gift of unwrapped books, toys, and games to any Sleep Train. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
It's just what I always wanted.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Become a Secret Santa for a foster child. Bring a new unwrapped toy or gift to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Look, I know that most people listen to talk radio for different reasons, meaning everyone listens for a different reason. The news you can get anywhere. I built my name in radio based upon my stream of consciousness, my storytelling, and my ability to analyze the news. Yes. But it was my stream of consciousness that was unbeatable. Nobody could ever beat it. The way my mind would just run and, you know, one thing leads to another. And this whole idea of stream of consciousness goes back in part to previous, I dare not use the word artist because people will get mad. But the fact was there was a book in the 1700s called Tristram Shandy. The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy. And it was written by Lawrence Stern, S-T-E-R-N-E, in Ireland in the 1700s. And if you read that book, which I read it long after I started radio, it's a series of anecdotes from Lawrence Stern's mind about this character, Tristram Shandy. And, you know, he walked down the alley and he ran into a lady of the night. And then he went into a room with the lady of the night. And in the room with the lady of the night, a lamp got knocked over. And it reminded him of his father who made lamps. And as he was thinking about his father who made lamps, he thought about his uncle who made lampshades. And as he thought about lampshades, he thought of his Aunt Beulah. And he thought of his Aunt Beulah. You know, that's stream of consciousness. So he did that. But that wasn't the first book where there was stream of consciousness. I have said that the Bible, the Old Testament, is the first stream of consciousness that I have ever seen written in print. Think about it. The Bible is basically a stream of consciousness from various and sundry prophets. So anyway, I did this in radio, and it's when I really enjoyed radio more than ever, was when I'd have the freedom to think as I wished, to talk as I wished. So that's why today I'm going to devote this to my first radio show, which I just read to you how I got into radio. And I have a real treat for those of you who've never heard it. Later on in this hour, we're going to play my 4-minute demo tape, the first tape Michael Savage ever made before he was ever heard of as a talk show host, which I sent to over 200 radio stations. And if you never heard it, you're going to listen to it. And then you're going to judge and tell me if I've changed one iota in 18 years. I think my best joke of the day, by the way, if I look back on the jokes, is we couldn't afford to send Teddy to the president's alma mater, Punahou. Instead, we sent Teddy to Poodlehoe High. I think that's funny. Not bad. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good evening, I'm Dave Howe from Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Governor Jerry Brown has appointed one of his top aides to serve on the state appeals court based in San Francisco. If confirmed, Jim Humes would become the appeals court's first openly gay justice. Apple has submitted revised plans for a new Cupertino headquarters that show the building won't open as soon as expected. Apple hopes its employees will be working in the new circular building by mid-2016. Some Marin residents are growing tired of wild turkeys that are damaging their properties, but these tougher-than-Thanksgiving turkeys are hard to get rid of, and Water District has actually stopped trying to control populations because of the cost. KSFO traffic, Dumbarton Bridge at the toll plaza. Looks like we've got a middle lane blocked by some debris. That's going to be in the eastbound direction. Eastbound 80 at the Richmond Parkway have a stalled car being reported there. I'm Dave Fouch, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
As you know, the holidays are coming, and we're all going to do a little shopping this week. So while you're out, pick up this new, very funny party game. It's called Say Anything, which, by the way, is a perfect name for it because it's great for getting people talking, which is, of course, what I love. When we play, everyone around the table just starts cracking up, and let's face it, that's something all of us could use lately. We've played Say Anything a bunch of times. We love party games, and I laugh every time. The best part of the game, though, is the questions. They're hilarious. There are no right or wrong answers. It's just your own opinion. So it doesn't really feel like you're playing a competitive game. It's more like you're hosting a fun dinner party or maybe your own talk show. If you're planning to get together with friends or family over the holidays, go get the game Say Anything. Remember that name, Say Anything. You can find it at Target, Toys R Us, and Barnes & Noble stores. And best of all, it's only about $25, which is a small price to pay for years of family fun time.
American Vision Windows. Of course, American Vision Windows always has a special offer each month for our KSFO listeners. And here is the new offer this month. They're going to give you free installation plus a free sound package upgrade. And allergy protection from dust and pollen with draft-reducing microband triple-thin weather stripping. This is up to a $2,000 value. It's only available this month from American Vision Windows. Now, they have a full line of energy-efficient products for the home. Just go to AmericanVisionWindows.com for that. They're family-owned, an American success story. They've installed my windows. I am so pleased. Don't forget to mention you're a KSFO listener. There's an extra discount for that. American Vision Windows, free installation and a free sound package upgrade and allergy protection from dust and pollen. Give them a call today, 888-392-4343. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 ASFO.
Pat, I understand you heard my first show. Go ahead, please.
No, you haven't changed at all. I remember you were crucified that night. I listened. And on that three letters,
you heard me on that anti-white show, didn't you?
Yeah, that you filled in for a real liberal, and I remember I said this I'm shocked this guy can hang in there. You were
they were killing me. I never in my life encountered such hatred. I had never been exposed to liberal hatred in my life before. But the minute you step out of line, the minute you express an opinion that doesn't conform to their viewpoint, they will crucify you as they did on that radio show that night. Now, that guy was a phony through and through. He specialized in whipping up anti-white, anti-American hatred, but he himself enjoyed the good life.
I do know that.
Yeah, and that's the saddest part of it all. He was a demagogue of the lowest order. Oh, here's another one. This is beautiful. We got another listener to the first show. So let's go to Wisconsin. Pete, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I love you. I'm looking in my hand right now. I've got the Paul Revere Society, my card that I got from you, and it expired in 2003.
Oh, my God. The Paul Revere Society card. Do you have any idea what that would be worth today for a collector on eBay?
Probably go into my coffin with me. I carry it in my wallet, and when I'm dead, this thing will go into my coffin someday.
Well, how did you wind up in Wisconsin? Did you move there?
No, I'm originally from Green Bay.
Isn't that something? And we're taking a slight respite from the hard news for a little while on the show today with a little trip down memory lane, and I've read to you a little piece from How I Got Into Radio. And a real treat's coming up for those of you who are real fanatics of the show and who follow my broadcasts all these many years. We're going to play the demo tape, the first show I ever, I made up a tape and sent it to all these stations. Remember, I wasn't in radio, and it should be an inspiration to people when you consider I was 50 years old and I went into a new profession without any training whatsoever and rose to the top. Think about that one. New York, Cameron calls, thanks to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, Doc, it's such an encouragement to know the hell that you went through after that first night of broadcasting on that left-wing station, taking over for the racist and giving a conservative line. Because, you know, we who listen to your show and call your show also call others. And we're subjected to the same attacks. In other words, the liberalism has become a stronger virus. And
well, that's right, because their leader is in power and they feel that they're invincible and they do not tolerate dissent. See, the conservative invites liberals to call, but they won't call. The liberal doesn't even want to hear from the conservative. Cameron, thank you for the call. Miami, Florida. Leon, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, a little bit of nostalgia listening to you when you're on the call letter deficient station.
Yeah, ha, ha. So you used to hear me when, on Sunday nights on that old station, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been in the Bay Area for 30 years, and years ago I remember driving through Sacramento Valley and listening to a certain somebody before he was syndicated. And when I first heard you, I knew you'd be syndicated. I knew you'd go national.
Well, Leon, what are you doing in Miami? You went down there for the buffets or what?
Oh, well, actually, I like to go to Boca once in a while.
Oh, so you're just visiting. You haven't moved there for the early birds.
No, not at all. Actually, I live in Southwest Florida, but I pick you up out of Miami.
Right. I'm on WFTL in Fort Lauderdale, but it is heard in Miami. I know that. Now, I thought he had moved there, you know, for the early birds, which start around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. For $1.99, you get a steak, a fry. They get to steal the sweet and low in the jacket pocket. They don't even put sweet and low out in Miami. The entire Miami area, you can't find the sweet and low. The salt shakers, the salt, the pepper, the ketchup packets, the sweet and low is gone. Nothing is left on the table. It's like locusts. Like locusts. There's a poor Chinese guy opened up. He had no idea what he was doing. He knows everywhere else in America, if you open all you can eat, you can make a buck. You can eke out a living. Okay? It's marginal. They opened one in the Delray Beach area. The poor Chinese guy went out in 3 months. They ate up the tablecloths. There was nothing left. They came in there. They ate three meals. They would come in the middle of the day with raincoats with special internal pockets made of like rubberized material where they could stuff dim sum in one pocket, a shrimp thing in the other, a spare rib down their leg. I never saw anything like it. They'd walk out weighing 25 pounds heavier than when they came in. The guy went out of business in 2 months. No, you don't want to open an all-you-can-eat buffet in Boca Raton, in the Boca Raton area. No, sir. Now, as I promised, let me take another caller or two, you know, and then we'll go to the... Should I play it now? Let me tell you. Okay, here's what we're going to play for you. This was recorded in 94 in Command Productions in Sausalito, as I told you. I had reached a hiatus in my life. I was 50 years old. Most men retire, and they say enough is enough. I had hit a stone wall in my career, and I knew... Let me just stop right there. I knew there was more waiting for me, okay? I want you to hear what I played, and then I want you to be a judge. Tell me if I've changed at all. Listen.
And now, direct from the towers above Manhattan, it's the Michael Savage Show. To the right of Rush and to the left of God, and now, Michael Savage.
Now, I'm glad I can be with you 7 nights a week because these stories are just not going away. I mean, every day, in every way, we're getting assaulted. Look at these questions before us today. Look at the questions before us. You know, they say that I'm to the right of Rush and to the left of God. I really don't think that that's funny. I really don't think that's funny at all. Do immigrants carry diseases? Are lawyers really humans? Is white bread safe to eat? How come women with mustaches, with peace and love and turtle-saving bumper stickers, are the most likely to cut you off on the highway? Is Bill... No, Nazis, skinheads, KKK, don't call me. Crawl back into your bunkers. You've given true conservatives a bad name because you permit the sick leftists to paint all conservatives with a fascist brush, okay? Don't call me. Do Labor Secretary Reich's feet touch the ground when he's seated on talk shows? I don't know, but these are some of the questions that I think we have to answer here because these questions are very much like the legislation before the 103rd Congress. Look at the bills that are facing our country right now. Abortion rights, appropriations, budget, campaign finance, congressional reform, crime, family and medical leave, the Hatch Act, the Health Care Act, the lobbying, voter registration, national service, school improvement, trade and welfare reform. These are the major bills in our Congress right now. So we have a lot to talk about. You know, that's why I'm here every night for you. You know what the Hatch Act is? I bet you don't even know what that is. It's a House-passed bill that would allow employees to hold political office and work on campaigns. Would you imagine that? In other words, you could hold an office and work on a campaign. In other words, you could, instead of doing the job for the American people, you can do a job for the person you're working for. That's really terrific. Well, what would you do with the NAFTA agreement? Would you pass it? How come the conservatives are for NAFTA and the Democrats seem to be like for and against it? I mean, NAFTA was basically a Republican-initiated concept. Now Clinton is for it. Barbara Boxer, the California senator, is against it. What exactly is NAFTA? Are we going to lose jobs to Mexico? I'd like you to tell me what you think NAFTA is and how you're going to be affected. Is it only low-rate jobs, high-ranking jobs, or what? First caller, you're on with Michael Savage. What's your question?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Well, I'll tell you, I'm enraged and incensed about the lawyers.
Lawyers?
Yeah.
You're the fourth caller in a row to say something negative about a lawyer. I wonder why.
It just seems to me that the way it stands in this country, I mean, I believe in democracy, and I grew up believing that
you do? Have you seen a psychiatrist recently? Let me ask you a question.
Way.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lawyer recently? I mean, in person? Dealt with one?
Well, the last time I was at a cocktail party, I asked him if he was AC or DC.
AC or DC?
Ambulance chaser or divorce chaser.
I see. Very funny. I like that one. You know what all lawyers remind me of? They remind me of people who come out of a bathroom, and they shake your hand while their own hand is still wet. That's what they remind me of. And you don't know what's on their hand. You don't know whether they, like, didn't wipe or, you know, they whatever. I don't know. I don't understand these people.
They're filthy, that's why. feel dirty.
Well, let's cut this out. You know, this isn't fair. I did pick up a recent issue of the American Bar Association magazine. It was a special issue devoted to new graduates.
Yes.
And so help me God, this was an ad. You could write away for this poster to put on your wall. Oh. I didn't know if it was serious or not. Here's what it said. For new law graduates, here's exactly what the poster said. Remember, your adversary is your friend, because only your adversary can give you billable hours.
Oh my God,
and your client is your enemy, because only your client will try to stop you from gaining billable hours. That is where we are at. Anyway, thank you very much for calling, and keep listening to Michael Savage. By the way, what you're calling from San Rafael, Mexico, right?
I wish I was in San Rafael, Mexico.
Well, you're reaching me here high atop the tower of the Empire State Building in New York City, and I really want you to keep those calls coming in because Michael Savage needs you.
Well, you've heard it. That was history in the making. That set off a shockwave throughout the radio landscape. I sent that demo tape to... I don't know how many, 280 stations, 200. And five stations wanted me to go on the air. I remember one was in Boston. I honestly don't remember where the others were. And one was in my backyard, and that's how it all started. That's absolutely what happened. No one gave it to me. No one gave it to me. I had to struggle for it, as I have to struggle every day, as a fish has to struggle upstream, as the pelicans I watch on San Francisco Bay have to hunt for their food every morning, as the seals have to hunt for their food every morning, as the seagulls have to hunt for their food every day. It seems everybody understands this except the 50% of Americans who don't pay any taxes and want a nice, easy, free ride on your behind. I'll be right back.
Savage.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Bill and Kathleen, owners of American Vision Windows.
If you wake up in the morning hearing this, call American Vision Windows.
Or your neighbor's dog. Call American Vision Windows.
At American Vision Windows, we've heard from many of our thousands of customers how important it is to reduce drafts, decrease reactions to dust and pollen, and to help cut out the noise, all while saving money on your energy bills.
And thanks to the large volume of customers we serve, our manufacturer has responded with a free sound package, the latest in technology, complete with double and triple strength offset glass for free.
Call American Vision Windows now for free installation, plus a free sound package, upgrade, and allergy protection from dust and pollen with draft-reducing microband triple fin weather stripping, up to a $2,000 value. Call for details. 888-392-4343.
Start enjoying the peace and quiet and call American Vision Windows today.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
safe, effective financial tool. Call AAG today to find out more.
Call 1-800-650-7911. That's 1-800-650-7911. Consult your financial and tax advisors. AAG offers FHA-insured home equity conversion loans. With your consent, AAG may forward your contact information to other lenders for consideration and reverse mortgage programs they offer. License number 9392.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too, while you make one low monthly program payment. You now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-620-4646. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-620-4646. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
If you're angry at, quote, the rich, that's not freedom.
John Hannity.
And with every penny they transfer in wealth, so goes the freedom of every American.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
But let's not get too excited. Don't let me get too excited. I don't want to blow a fuse, let alone a cerebral artery. Mike, welcome to the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Dr. Savage, that what you just played there could have been recorded yesterday off of yesterday's show. That's just how it sounds to me. I couldn't.
That's
tell
amazing. It. Well, I got to tell you, I could hear the younger Savage in it with slight insecurities in the beginning. When I got into the caller, which was with my wife, by the way, I got much more even toned. I heard the tone was better, and I got into my rhythm much better, so to speak, because I use the rhythm method. In radio, on I couldn't help that one, but no, thank you. I haven't changed politically at all. And other people say, "Is that an act? Is he faking it? Is he really a liberal?" No, it's not an act. In fact, what you hear on the radio is the tip of the iceberg of what I really believe. I'm far more right wing than what people hear on the radio. Incidentally, Mike.
Well, one would assume that, but you never know.
Well, right, you don't have to know it either. All you have to do is listen and learn and have your opinions. You're having a little trip down memory lane with a little news thrown in here and there. You know, there's a lot going on in the news, and there's a lot not going on. Obviously, they're covering up the $5 trillion man in the White House. Robert, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael. Nice to speak with you. Well, look, to answer your question about whether or not you've changed, well, look, I'm only 29, so your intro into radio was far before my time. But when I go back in the time machine with you and listen to that little clip from your intro into radio, obviously we can feel it's the original Michael Savage, but I think at the risk of stroking your ego, you're like a wine and you've gotten much better with age. You're just getting better and better as time goes on. And, you know, I don't know how many folks up here appreciate you because we're pretty left-wing up here. But, you know, I always like your show. I really enjoy a radio show.
Okay, let's move on. California, Trish, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. No, just a little quickie that I had gone on a sailing trip down to the Mexican coast, down through Panama, and over to Cartagena.
Wow.
So, it was an interesting, especially going through the Panama Canal was really tricky.
What kind of boat were you on?
It was a 44-foot Hunter.
Well, that's a beautiful sailboat. You and your husband?
No. It was a good friend, a high school buddy and his buddy.
Oh, you mentioned high school. I was just thinking, you know, the president went to Punahou High School in Hawaii, and unfortunately we couldn't afford to send Teddy to such a school, so we sent my dog Teddy to Poodlehoe High, where he got all of his training in being a poodle. New York call. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello.
Dr. Savage?
Yes. Hello, you're on the radio. Hello. Come in, Carl. What's on your mind?
Well, Dr. Savage, I want to thank you very much for your show. I think you're the only speaker and talk show host that's so honest, and I can't stop listening to your show. I like your information. I get
it. All right. Now, here's the thing. It's, you know what it is, what you detect in my voice? It's like you're talking to a friend would talk to you, right? I don't sound like I'm broadcasting and putting on a different persona, right?
That's right. I started off like you with nothing. I worked my jobs up. I live here in New York. I go to see at Queens College. I've seen that beautiful place. I served as a caddy on a golf course, and I worked my way up. And, boy, I never heard a guy as honest as you and as good as you talk so nice to this people. I mean, I can't stop.
That's beautiful. Carl, what did you do in your life that you, in your later years, what did you wind up doing?
I started off going to school, working as a machinist, and then I worked in the summers as a cook, you know. I started as a busboy. I worked my way up, and the guy says, come help me in the kitchen, and I started learning how to be a cook. Before you know it, I became a chef in a hotel. And that's the way.
Oh, that was a great job. Well, you know, it's funny. I grew up on Utopia Parkway in Queens, New York, in an attached house, one of those little... But two doors down from us was a guy whose father was a chef in the Pierre Hotel. We looked up to him like he was something very, very, very elite. You know, it was a big deal in those days.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a very good job. And besides, it's hard work and all. And then they says, well, we got a little room for you. Maybe you could stay here. So they gave me room to live in a hotel, and they used me, and I worked 6 days. Years ago, that's the way we had to work. But
yeah. Today you'd call the government. The government would crack down if you stayed overnight. You're exploiting the worker by giving him a room. You turn him into a slave. They closed the hotel down for about 3 years.
Well, that helped me because I was able to save a few dollars.
Of course, but don't tell that to an idiot from Harvard that it helped you. Of course it helped you. It's like when I was a kid and worked underage, it helped me to get my way through high school and have a few dollars in my pocket. But don't tell that to the bureaucrat who arrested the pharmacist who hired me.
Well, yeah, I worked for a pharmacist. I set up my stuff in Rockaway Playland, and, you know, he's done his business.
Hey, Carl, let me ask you something. You started as a machinist?
I went to high school to learn how to be a machinist, you know.
Well, wait. Did you go to that industrial high school next to Jamaica High School?
Woodrow Wilson in Baisley Park.
Oh, it's a different area. All right, Carl, thanks for the kind compliments. That is nice. So here we are. Tomorrow, spend time with the family. I'm sure it'll result in some beautiful times and a little tension here and there. But that's the way it's supposed to be, isn't it? I mean, we're not robots. You try your best, but you put 3-4 alphas in a room, you know there's going to be a little explosion now and again. I can't look forward. You know, I'm not going to let it happen. I promise I will not let anything spoil it because it's up to me. Isn't it up to me? Can't I once let the others talk and lead? Can I once put down the reins and let someone else take the lead? Can I say yes, whatever you want to do, once in my life? Can if they say, Dad, do you want to do this? Can I say yes, whatever you want? Well, I'm going to try this. I swear it's a whole new way of looking at things. Why don't I just say yes, whatever you want? How bad could it be? I mean, you know what I'm saying? They have good taste, so whatever they want to do, I'll say yes. Why don't I just try that for the whole vacation? That way I don't even have to think about whether I want to do something or not. Right? I'm already getting an anxiety attack. Before I left the house already, I'm having a pre-trip anxiety because I'm such a worker. It's frightening. I mean, I work all the time. Wisconsin, Daryl, you're on the Savage Nation.
Nice to speak Darryl. With you, Dr. Savage. I agree with you 101%.
Good. Thank God somebody does.
The reason I called tonight, I want to thank you for a story last November. I lost my little dog, and you had a story about Teddy and everything. I was coming home from work. I listened to you every night coming home from work. I only have 20 minutes away. And it really touched my heart. I had to pull my truck over, and I wept.
No, I hear you. They're the greatest things on earth. I mean, there's nothing you could say. Anyone who owns a dog knows the loyalty level is beyond anything on earth. No one has ever seen anything like it.